What it do, what it do, it's your boy Ro on Cloud 10 Radio, and today I just want to take some time to let you all know who I am. Some of y'all may have listened to a lot of my episodes, some of you, this may be your first episode that you're listening to, but I just want to take some time to let you all know who are you listening to, and in general, why should you listen to me? Why am I someone who, you know, having a podcast, why is anybody listening? Why was this sent to you? Why does this keep on popping up on your timeline? And first, you know, I'm just going to start with the basic. I am a human just like you. I am someone who realizes that through all the differences, through all of, you know, our different personalities, our different interests, that we have a common connection of humanity. Like, we're literally just, you know, we all have that basic need for belonging, need for friendship, need for love, hunger, natural, literal hunger. You know, just, we just, you know, love of art. Like, we all just have things that are innate about us that connect us all. And I feel like through a podcast, through my voice, I'm able to connect to a lot of people at one time. So just a little bit about me. I am from Lexington, Kentucky. I was born and raised in Lexington. I played football when I was really young, so that's how I know a lot of these people, like Devontae Robinson. Shout out to Devontae, he's at UK. You know, Walker Wood, I played against Walker Wood, you know. Me and Elijah Bell, shout out to Elijah. If you don't know these people, go back on my episodes, listen to them. Walker Wood is a quarterback at the University of Kentucky. I have a podcast with him. Elijah Bell, we have an episode, I think it's episode 50, talking about his training program. So these are just some people that I knew just from my experiences being younger. So football, I'll just say, definitely say football dominated my life. You know, being a kid, that was all I thought about. I just wanted to be D1. I wanted to be like Vince Young. You know, school, I was always really good at school. I went to Ashton Elementary. I went to Winburn. Middle school is in Lexington, Kentucky. And pretty much I was always in the advanced classes. I always was challenged. But I lived in the hood. So I lived out east. Shout out to East End. I lived out east, East End, Lexington, Kentucky, downtown pretty much. But, you know, I had a good family structure. I had two parents that really cared. Also had a sister who really looked out for me, too. Shout out to Clark. Shout out to my parents. I actually have interviews with both of my parents on my podcast. So go back. One of them is called Soil to Fruits. That one's with my mom. We were just talking about some real stuff. And the other one is talking about, you know, helping your beard, how helping your beard grow. Why? Because my dad is a barber. He's always done barbering, owned barbershops, been a barber at a barbershop. So I've always been in the barbershop, hanging out, hearing the conversations, hearing people talk. And that may be one thing that sort of, you know, I don't know, made me do what I do now. So yeah, pretty much had my parents, had my sister, football, played a lot of football, played a lot of sports. I was always a quarterback, so I was always a vocal person. I would say I was pretty good. You know, I really, you know, won a lot of state championships, a lot of city championships. Anybody around my era that played football knows who I am when it comes to football. I'm not even trying to brag, but it's just when it came to football, that was the thing that I did. But I always knew, you know, once I started to get older, things started to change when it came to that. I started Cloud 10 when I was 14 or 15 years old. No, not even 15, probably 14. But I was a sophomore in high school, and I was playing football. And then I actually got in a situation where, you know, I got in some trouble and I couldn't play football for a little bit. And it was really just weighing heavy on my mind. And I needed to channel that energy that I usually had, you know, for football and just channel it to something positive, to something good. And ideally, you know, something that could make some money. So bought some art from my dude, Joe Green. Shout out to Joe. You know, I bought some art from him that I saw on Instagram. We talked about, you know, getting it digitized, and we were really the first people around our age to be doing anything like that. You know, we're 14 or 15 years old, and I'm in the hallways trapping out sweatshirts. And I'm telling you, like, this is not a lie for anybody listening. You know, I would come to school with, you know, a bag full of, you know, sweatshirts and t-shirts, which I will say it all got started because of a $300 investment from my dad. So that's when I didn't do this all alone. You know, obviously you have to get support with everything you do, you know, to really be successful at it. So my dad invested in me. You know, I was thankful to have him to invest in me, but I was able to take that money that he invested and flip it into thousands of dollars at age 14 or 15. And this is me just getting sweatshirts for $10, $11, $12 a piece with the art on it and selling them for $25. So I'm really just trying to flip, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it flip the right way, you know? So it was going. I did that for a couple years and it phased out. It was definitely a trend. I caught a wave and then my wave sort of ran out. Why? Because I was in clothing. Clothing is something that, you know, there are so many trends that things go up and down. So if you're going to enter into a business, you know, just think a little bit about what kind of industry are you entering into. You know, I realize that podcasts are timeless. You can go back and listen to a podcast just like you can watch a movie or listen to a song. But clothes, you know, they definitely have their waves of when they're popular and when they're not. So for me, it was tough establishing my brand and keeping it strong when it was just clothes. So pretty much I graduated high school. I played football all throughout high school, had a D1 scholarship, went to the school, visited, accepted it, actually turned it down later, and then went to a D3 school, went to Center College, because I wanted a little more freedom. You know, I didn't want to be tied to it, which I stopped playing sports in general anyways. You know, I think overall it was the best choice, because you all wouldn't be listening to Cloud 10 Radio right now if I did decide to do whatever else I was going to do. So I just definitely, I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. So, you know, I ended up at Center College in Danville, Kentucky, local college. You know, I got in here for the low because my grades were good, you know, and it's a local spot. It's the, you know, it's close to home. So, and obviously, you know, I'm black, so, you know, they gave me the extra dollars, you feel me? But that's just how it is. This is how I got to be. Why? Because they need a lot more diversity here, so much that they're willing to pay for it. So that's what affirmative action is, because these places have such little diversity and they know that they need it, so they're willing to pay for it. So don't get mad at anybody else for affirmative action, when really is these places feeling guilty and knowing that they need diversity to make their institution great. So that's just my little rant on affirmative action. But in general, you know, I came to Center and, you know, it was all right. I played football. I led the conference in interceptions after my first year playing football. But it wasn't what I expected. It really wasn't, you know, what people may think college sports may be to them. It wasn't like that to me. It wasn't really, you know, up to my expectations of what I thought that, you know, being a college athlete was going to be like. It was very demanding when it came to time. You know, I didn't really have time to do other things. I really didn't have time to delve into, you know, the other things that I was doing. You know, I worked a lot with the deaf population. I'm not talking about death, not like dying. I'm talking about deaf, like hearing impaired. You know, I've done a lot with American Sign Language and, you know, try to get into the community. So I really had to decide for myself, am I gonna, you know, continue to be dedicated to just sports, or am I trying to branch out to new things, get in the community, and also have time to start a business if I want to, get some money, like build relationships that are healthy. So I decided to leave football behind. It was extremely demanding in college and it was unrealistic for, you know, what I wanted my life to be like. So I decided not to play anymore. But after that, you know, I tried to do track that following year and I actually got in some big trouble, you know what I'm saying, right before I was about to jump into track. You know, and it was just one of those situations in life where things just take a change. And for me, you know, that situation that was, you know, just very, it was a very serious situation that, you know, I learned a lot from, you know, a lot of bad things, a lot of bad decisions that I made. But now, you know, I'm at a point where I've learned so much from it. So from that point, after I left the football team and, you know, this situation that happened, I wasn't allowed to come back to the track team that following year. So, you know, I took my time to just grow myself. I met my beautiful fiance, you know, and, you know, Mariah, shout out to Mariah. I love her so much, my wife to be, you know, so I dove into that, you know, because you really have to fix yourself, you know, before you fix anything else in your life. You got to fix yourself and find people who can support you fully, not just sometimes. You know, you need people who are going to be there for you, you know, when you need them and around the clock, and that you can also be there for them as well, you know. So it's good to have that support, that reciprocated support, you know, in order to grow to where you want to go to the point you want to get to. But, you know, overall, you know, I grew with Mariah, shout out to Lady Cloud. You know, I grew, and then I was focusing on school. I studied abroad in Mexico, so I'm bilingual. I know Spanish and I know English. I know a little bit of sign language. I wouldn't say I'm fluent, but, you know, having those outlets, it really has been, you know, really interesting being able to use different forms of language to communicate. It just opens your idea to the importance of language and the value of language and how you can use language, you know, even if it's your first language, how you can utilize your first language to convey ideas that are different to different types of people. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I've used, you know, to give me the skills to be where I am today. So fast forward to where I am now, you know, I did a lot of teaching interviews. I was interested in education. But then I started to just lean towards my strong suit, which was sales, things that business, you know, things that I had been doing naturally, but I'd never really applied for a job for. So I applied for an outside sales representative job in Boston. Keep in mind, I've applied to hundreds of jobs. And when I say hundreds, I'm talking about hundreds. You know, so I applied to an outside sales representative job at a company that's partnered with, you know, I'm not going to give all the details, you know what I'm saying, just because I like to have a little bit of privacy in my life to a certain extent, but we partner with a large shipping company, and we try to convince businesses to switch to this certain shipping company. So, you know, this job for me, it offered me a $56,000 base salary, but unlimited potential earnings along with commission, bonuses. So at the end of my first year, I'm expected to make around 85K. See, I know I'm throwing numbers out there. I still don't feel all the way comfortable, but if y'all are gonna know who I am, if y'all are gonna listen to my podcast, I think y'all need to know what I've done with my life and where I am now, you know? So y'all really, I'm really trying to give y'all just a rundown, just so y'all know who I am a little bit more. You know, so with this job, I'll be going around in different businesses, talking to the CEO straight up, the CEOs, the CFOs, the presidents, and trying to make those decisions and close those deals. The reason why I don't want to get too bogged up in the job that I'll be doing is it's not going to be the same for everybody. I don't want everybody to go apply for my job. You know, I want everybody to use the methods that I use to get my job and to get me to this point to find something that's perfect for them. You know, it's really tough to try to predict, you know, oh, what's going to be good for you. This job for me, it just popped up on Indeed. It popped up on a website. It was something that if you would have asked me a month or two ago, I really wouldn't have even considered or thought about it. So just know sometimes the best things in life are those things that are really spontaneous, those things that happen in a moment's notice, and you can just go with it, you know, and it's okay to deviate from your original plan, even if other people are like, oh, I don't know if you should do this. You know, if you believe it, just go with it. And then eventually, if you have that much confidence in it, the people around you will support you. They'll gather around you. They'll really be there to lift you up and support you in the process. So just consider that when, you know, it comes to thinking about your job, trying to find your career path. Like with this job, you know, I'm expected to make around 85K first year, but it's all up to my work ethic. I could make less, I could make more, but I will not accept less. I'm probably gonna make more. Why? Because it's all based off of how much I work, how hard I work. So the second year, my expected earnings are well into the hundreds of thousands. So it's something that, you know, I've really given you all the information that I know. Like when it comes to the job, and I mean, not all the information I know, because, you know, obviously I'm going to go through an entire process of getting on board with the job, but I do want you all to know that there's not much to it. You know, I don't want you all to think that I'm holding out information. It's me applying to a job. It's me, you know, if you want to find out how to find your key strengths, your key qualities, ask the people who are closest to you. And this is really what you do. If you want to really find out about yourself, this is real. This is real. And it's the most, some of the most challenging and hardest thing to do is scroll through your own Instagram as if you're a person that, you know, as if you're someone else, as if you're an outsider, as if you're a third party. Scroll through your own Instagram, read your captions, look at your pictures, scroll through your Twitter, scroll through your Facebook, look at your text messages, look at your pictures, look at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know what your strong suits are or what others may think your strong suits are. Look at yourself from an outside point of view. Give yourself, literally look at yourself from the outside in, and not just like, oh, I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and take a deep look. Like, no. Actually analyze yourself as if you were an employer. Would you fucking hire yourself? And don't be biased about it. Like, be objective. Look at what you've done. Look at what, how you present yourself. Look at how you move. Look at what you've typed. Look at what you've posted, and think, is this in line with this certain type of lifestyle or this certain type of job? Because people are gonna take that in consideration when they look. That's what they're gonna see. That's all that they can see. Sometimes I think as humans, we think that other people know things about us that they should just know. Like, we know things about us and we're like, oh, I think people should know that about me or would know that about me. But really, they can only take, you know, what we offer up, what we present to them. And I would say, be forthright about what you present. Be, like, you know, confident about what you present. So it really just eliminates a lot of the gray area that people may have on how they may think you are, how you are. And you just say it how it is. Say how it is. Say how you feel. So, you know, on my journey of success, this is a journey, of course. I started this podcast when I had no idea that I would be making six figures by 2020, you know. And these are things that, you know, these aren't things. Someone asked me, you know, what are some things that make you a good salesman? It's not anything. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? Are you a good salesman? You feel me? Like, I know people are like, oh, but that's not good. If you're not a good salesman and you want to try to become a good salesman, maybe you shouldn't be a salesman. You know what I'm saying? That's just like me trying to go be a freaking ballet dancer. I could if I wanted to, but at this point in my life, if I'm only going to go through turmoil to try to get there and it may not be exactly what I want, why not just work to my strengths, you know? So if you're not a natural salesman, don't be a salesman. Like, what are you natural at, you know? And it's not to be offensive. It's not to knock you off from your dreams, but it's to say, hey, look where you are right now. Look at yourself, like, in the current moment and be like, okay, where could I actually fit? Because I think for me, I had a vision for, you know, where I could be. And I was like, oh, I could be this. I could be that. I could be this. I could be that. But really, there were answers right in front of me. of where I could be and where they wanted me and where they needed me. So, you know, take a second and look at yourself, you know, from that outsider perspective. And I think that the way that I spoke about myself today, and I'll talk more about my, you know, things that are my strengths, my weaknesses, my shortcomings, my limits, my areas of growth, you know what I'm saying? Because I have them. I have many of them. We're all growing together. I only have 11,000 plays on the podcast right now. I want 11 million, you know? So it's really just, you know, it's a process. We're all growing in this together. So I just wanted you all to know about me. These are things, you know, that I feel like if you're going to be listening to more episodes, I think it's important that you know a little bit about who I am. You know what I'm saying? It's not just some random guy that's talking. I'm 21 years old. You know, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm out here just trying to do good, trying to spit something to the people and trying to make a way out of no way. And also trying to bring y'all with me, trying to bring the people who support, people who are listening, spread that positive message, that positive vibe. So if you love this episode, please send this on to someone who you think would benefit from hearing it. And overall, just enjoy your day. Have a blessed day. I'm glad that you can know a little bit more about me, and I hope that you decide to tune into more Cloud 10 Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.